Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a wonderful show. Hey, remember to check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Check out, there's a great ebook on there, but there's also some other great blogs and great information. And again, keep checking out these podcasts. Remember, there's plenty to listen to from the past as well. And I appreciate those of you tuning in because this show is for you and about you. It's about those of you that work hard, but you wonder, how can I get that money working harder for you so you don't have to work so hard for that money? It's about creating cash flow and prosperity right now. And it's debunking everything that you've been taught about finances up to this point. So I want to talk about a subject that came up in an interview I was doing on another show. And the whole interview was about bootstrapping your business, right? And I thought, well, you know, that's a great, you know, great show to be on. And there's a lot of good things I've learned over the really the last 17 years of being in business is that if anything, I've been able to start and create businesses with little to no capital. Ironically, the ones that I put the most capital into kind of did the worst, at least initially starting out. And it reminded me of a quote from Mark Cuban. He's on Shark Tank. He's also owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Many of you guys might know him. But, you know, he talked about a quote where he said, you know, pretty much that if you think money's the solution, then that's kind of the problem, right? He basically says, like, hey, you don't need more money to throw at things. And that's true, is that you often don't need more money. And so I want to talk about this because there might be some of you that either, one, are looking to start a business, or two, maybe you're looking to start a new business. You know, maybe you've been in business before, but you're looking to do it again. And many times you think you need capital, and there are some instances where you might, but you'll find out that often you don't need capital. You don't need a whole lot, but it does require some ingenuity to create it. So I want to share from my own experience because I've had to do this many times. You know, I started out as a financial advisor from scratch. It was commission only. There I was just figuring things out, so it took forever. So not exactly the best. I learned more what not to do during that period of time, right? Even this second time around, when I started to launch a business with some other people, you know, with some other guys where we're teaching people how to get out of the rat race, you know, we're starting to do that. You know, I actually required a lot more capital out of pocket. In fact, if anything, I probably used too much capital out of pocket. So again, I learned some things to do, but some things not to do. And in the process, I even started up some other small businesses here and there. But when I started Money Ripples had a lot more intention behind it and a lot more wisdom. And so I want to share more from that. Maybe you'll pop in here about what not to do, but I want to share what does work, you know, ways that I was able to do it. Because, you know, when I launched Money Ripples, I wasn't quite ready. You know, I wasn't ready to make that leap. I was planning to leave that company I was with before about a year later than I actually did. And so I was planning to build it up, you know, build some savings and do some things, you know, to build up the business so there was some momentum before making that leap. But when it got, you know, push came to shove, I basically had to make that leap. And so here I was, okay, I've got to start from scratch. I barely had a business name at that point. You know, Money Ripples was pretty much the name of the company. And there really wasn't a whole lot there. There was nothing there. I had to create it from scratch. And so here's what I had to do. First and foremost, because I knew I had limited funds because I had to still take care of my family. I was the breadwinner. I was the sole income provider of my family. So you can imagine the pressure that gets put on you when you're trying to start a business from scratch. I do not recommend you start businesses from scratch doing cold turkey. I do recommend making that a side hustle, you know, having some job or something on the side that helps with this. Because if there's anything I learned from those other businesses is that I made more money in business when I didn't need the money. So when I launched Money Ripples, I kind of did need the money, but I had learned some things to do more on a mental scale to trick my own mind to not think I needed the money. Otherwise, I would just come off desperate. So here's what I did. One, I actually offered a discount for people. I said, hey, everybody, like, you know, those of you that know what business I was in before, you know, most people pay me 25 grand to work with me. Guess what? This is like a 90% off deal. And so I just told people, and there were some people that were waiting to work with me and said, oh, all right, sweet. All right. I will take that deal right now. And so I started getting the clients. I only limited it to 10. I did not make that the only thing I offer. Now, I did say, hey, listen, if you're getting this big discount, you're not just getting it because I'm a nice guy, you know, although I am, but I'm actually doing this because I need referrals. I need new connections because I had a 2-year non-compete. And so I needed new testimonials. I needed new connections. So I said, hey, this isn't totally a 90% discount. This is 90% discount with some work, you know, some little bit of tiny effort on the client's part. And that's what I did. I say, hey, you know what? Great. Here you go. There were some people actually were wanting me to talk them into it. And after a while I said, forget it. Like, trust me, if you paid 25 grand to work with me, it's not worth it. You know, like if I have to talk you into this, it's not going to work because I'm not going to offer this kind of discount again. And I didn't, you know, a few months later that price more than doubled after that point from that discounted price. And so anyways, so, you know, I started out just offering that right off the bat. I was like, hey, I need testimonials. I need, you know, things for my website. I need referrals. You know, I need stuff like new connections. So that was helping me to get going a little bit. Now, you might be offering a product, right? You might say, hey, I can't just offer a service. Now, services are great because you can offer your time and energy. And if, heck, I mean, whether you're doing a side hustle or if you're starting from scratch and you have no other hustle like I did, you know, that might be the thing you have to do, right? However, you know, it could be different. So, I mean, for you, let's say you offer a product, right? Now, you might say, hey, I can't just offer a product for a huge discount. And maybe you could. But, you know, one thing you do if you don't need capital, maybe it takes money to create the product. You know, you might say, hey, maybe we fundraise, right? Why don't you do crowdfunding or you do some of that kind of stuff where you get people basically pre-buying your product. Now, this could be something I always like to go for the easiest path. So whatever is going to be easiest for you. So, for example, you know, you might say, I'm going to write a book. Okay, well, that's not the best moneymaker, I'll tell you that much. But there's nothing that says you can't just write an ebook, you know, and produce it electronically and give it away that way, you know. So there's ways to still generate money. You can create audio products, right? You create video products. You can create all kinds of things, you know, just something educational. Now, again, this might be more service, but it could also be product-based. But something that you can offer that's easy, that can get into people's hands quickly, and it's something that they actually want, right? It doesn't have to be the massive thing that you see in the future. It could just be something super simple, just starting out with something. So for me, I start out with services, but there's been other times I start with products. You know, I created a basic product as well, like an audio product, and I produced that right away. I had an audio product I also added to my coaching program too that helped add more value to it. And as a result, then I knew I could charge more money, right? So all these kind of things you can do to help get things going just to get started. Now, there's some things that obviously you don't pre-sell. These are just things you need. Like maybe you need things like, you know, starting to build a website, right? You might need things to help get going. You know, you obviously merchant account services or whatever. I mean, there's all these kind of things you have to jump through, setting up the corporations and all that kind of stuff. Now, the corporation may not be that expensive, right? I mean, the corporation could be the easy part. But you might not need like all the legal contracts and work. You know, some people will spend tens of thousands of dollars on attorneys just to get stuff going. You may not need that right now. You might just need to start getting your money going so that you can start producing more income so that you can start paying for those things as you build them in gradually. A website's another funny one because, you know, when I made that little announcement, I just did through Facebook, by the way, that announcement of, hey, I'll take on 10 new clients at this 90% discount from what we were just charging last month for my previous company. You know, I didn't, you know, with that, I mean, like I didn't have a website. There was no website there. The website didn't even come for over a month. And even then it was just a basic website, nothing huge. You do not need a website to make money. And so if you're delaying, you're researching, you're doing this and this to help try to get things going, you do not have to create a lot of, you know, you don't have to make everything perfect before you get something launched. You know, really, most people don't care that much. If they already know who you are and you're already starting that way, and that's where I'd say the next thing too is you can exchange services with people. To help build my website, I exchanged with a guy. I said, hey, for coaching. He's like, you know, I've been kind of wanting coaching anyways. I was like, hey, there's a great opportunity. Here you go. I exchanged some services for chiropractic. You know, I did that. He said, hey, you know, let's work out a deal. And so we did. And I got chiropractic for me and my family, which I really wanted and needed, which was great because it actually helped save me some monthly costs, right? I'm also, by the way, I use those very same cash flow tips you get from that ebook on my website. I use those very same tips to free up $1,814 a month. That's what I use to, you know, either put student loans in deferral, or I did different things to reduce payments on, you know, refinance some loans and things like that to make things cheaper and easier on myself. I did all kinds of things, you know, cutting back on the budget in different areas, freed up over $1,800 a month to help also stretch out my dollar as well during that time. So, hey, if you're needing ways to stretch out the dollar, that's a great ebook to check out because it works. That stuff really works. That's how I knew that ebook would work, because I said, hey, what better way to test this than to test it again after I'd already tested it before? Why not do it again, right? And so those are some things you could do too. So find ways, maybe you can exchange services with people. Maybe they want what you want and maybe you need what they want. And by the way, now it could get complex. Maybe you don't have something they want, but maybe they want something. And so you might just talk to them and find out, like, hey, what are you looking for? What do you need right now? It could be new clients. It could be something that they need a service too. And could that person that provides a service also need your service? So could you say, hey, could you go to that person and say, hey, listen, I know so-and-so wants your service. Why don't we do an exchange? Because I know you need what I need. Why don't we do an exchange? And then as payment, you know, we do that to help, you know, basically like you help, you know, I help you, you help him, and then we're all happy, right? And then he helps me, you know, this kind of a, you know, business love triangle of sorts, right? So, anyways, you know, that's something you could do. It gets more complex, but there's always a way. There's always something you could be doing to exchange value. So look for those ways. You know, by the way, with exchanges too, you could also become an affiliate partner. Maybe there's something you can offer that could be offered through your services that could also be a moneymaker. It could be something where somebody pays you a certain amount, you know, whatever it might be. That could be great. You know, you create affiliate services where you're referring to other people and they're paying you for being a referral source. And that's the thing, is that relationships is what it comes down to too. This is the part that's hardest because it can take the longest, but if you do it right, it can be the most rewarding. And so when I launched Money Ripples, I knew right off the bat, you know, I knew what market I was going to get into because I mentioned that in the meeting where we talked about our 2-year non-compete. I said, I will focus on markets that I know you guys don't like because you don't like women and you don't like people from the state of Utah. So how about I take that market? And they're like, all right, fine, go for it. You know, they wanted all the chiropractors and dentists to themselves, right? And so that's what we did. And I knew the people to talk to and befriend, you know, and it wasn't just take them out to lunch and pitch them right off the bat. In fact, I didn't do any pitching at all. I would take these people out to lunch or breakfast or brunch or whatever would work, right? And these key people I knew were already good in these markets, specifically this Utah women's market. I already knew there was a few people there. I just wanted to get to know them and see what I could do to serve them and create value and really just let them know I'm a genuine good guy. And naturally, it always turned around to, well, what are you doing, Chris? Like, what can we do to help you? And I'm like, hey, I'm looking for speaking engagements. I'm looking for this or that, you know, but don't worry about it. You know, it's not that big of a deal. And so I would do those kind of things to help bolster and build the business. And you know what? It didn't happen overnight, but within about a month or two, people started to hear my name a little bit more, especially because these centers of influence said, hey, this Chris is a really good guy. You should check him out. And the next thing you know, within about 4, 5, 6 months, then all of a sudden now I'm becoming like the authority figure in that group. Even though there was other people that were considered my quote unquote competitors, even though they didn't do exactly what I did, there were some money people in those groups, more about money mindset and stuff. You know, now I'm stepping in and I'm starting to take control. You know, I'm starting to get asked to speak in these groups and everything else. And just teaching my basic cash flow stuff. I wasn't even teaching anything fancy. I wasn't teaching people how to get out of the rat race. It's purely about, here's how you find cash. Here's how you get creative and resourceful. And that was it. And that's what did it for me. So anyways, I hope this gives you a few ideas of what you can do, because you really don't need money to make money. You know, what you do need is value. How do you create value for people? How do you go about exchanging value, services, solving problems for people? That is ultimately where money comes from. It comes from your own labor. And so do you need money to start business? No, not at all. Maybe you need a little bit of capital. And by the way, you can always go to your bank for lines of credit and things like that. You can go to friends and family. But here's the thing, as a warning, remember that it's not the money that makes you money. The money is only a necessity if it actually, you know, will create a multiple ROI. And then when I talk about multiple, I mean like multiple hundreds of percent ROI. Like I want to make sure that money comes back to me as quickly as possible so that it's actually working. You know, it might be that it takes a few months to get things moving, but it's got to work. So don't go into doing crazy advertisements when you haven't even tested or know what works. Don't worry about that stuff. Just start somewhere. Start basic and just gradually upgrade and progress through the levels. Just like you would any video game, there's different levels you get to. You don't just jump to expert level right away. You don't get the best weapon right away, right? Or, you know, the best power or magic. You've got to keep up leveling. And that's the same thing you do in business too, is that, you know, yes, money can speed things up and accelerate it, but it can also be a handicapper, if that's even a word. It can handicap you because you might think that the money is the thing that's going to make you more money, and it's not. It's about how you do those things I talked about with, you know, can you pre-sell or can you start with services right off the bat, start making money right away with, and by the way, if you can do that with no money, that's an infinite rate of return. You know, what can you do to exchange value and exchange services so maybe you don't have to pay out of pocket for everything? And then three, what are relationships you have that can connect you into your target market, your niche of what you're trying to do and break into? And there is where you start. Do the legwork first. It's hard sometimes, but you know what? Despite all that faith, it works. So anyways, guys, I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.